I want to do a shout out again to all my colleagues from the legislature who got out here today. I just want to know that I don't want that to count towards my 3 minutes because I know you guys are all looking at your watches going to time me. So I know, yeah, I see that they've got them running right now, just so you know. So I want to take that off. So with that said, I'm here to talk to you a little bit about how this all started in the beginning. I remember it was probably November of 2020 when Gary Pearson called me and said, Mike, I'd like to come over to your bank office and I want to bring a group of people over that want to make a major investment in North Platte, and they're going to want to use tax increment financing. And I was the chair of the CRA and had been for about 23 years. And so they came over and they sat down in my office and I said, so what's your plan here? What do you got in mind? And they said, we want to build a packing plant in North Platte. And I thought for a minute, I said, you want to do what? And they said, yeah, we want to build a packing plant in North Platte. And so I'm just letting that sink in for a minute. And I said, well, where would you build it at? Well, we want to build it out by the sewage treatment plants. And then we want to build it on top of one of the former dry, or one of the dry cells that are out there. So if you look across the way, you'll see a cell full of water. Well, this building is sitting on something that looked just like that. And I said, so what, you're going to fill in the cell? Yeah, we're going to bring side dump trailers in, and we're going to fill in the cell. Now, let me give you an idea of what that looks like. That's like taking a teaspoon and filling a bathtub, okay? And I'm sure when the first several loads went in, they couldn't even see what they had done. But that's what they wanted to do. And I said, well, I got a couple of questions for you. How are you going to fund this? We're going to fund it with local cattle feeders and cattle feeders in the region, who, by the way, that's also where we're going to procure the cattle. I said, okay, so what are you going to do about the odor? I said, we got that covered. The technology today is state of the art. And by the way, it really is. And so that was another piece of it. And then I asked about the workers. Where are you going to get the workers from? And they said, we believe we've got that covered. And as I understand it, I think they've had over 1,500 applications for 850 jobs. So I think they will get the people here. So that meant, in the meantime, then the city was going to have to get busy building more housing, which I think, last I heard, in the last 2 years, we've approved over 800 new doors, okay? So apartment complexes and houses, places for 800 people to live, and still going. And we will actually be accelerating now as we move forward. But I did learn one thing over the years, having been an ag banker since the early 80s, is when you meet up with a cattle feeder or a cow-calf person or a farmer, they don't know the word fear, okay? They don't think about failure. All they think about is how we're going to be successful. And that's what took this group to the finish line, because they had about every obstacle you could imagine. Everything from the pandemic to super high inflation, every time they turned around, there was more expense. And originally, I think they were looking at this project going to cost about $225 million. I think they maybe ended up a little north of $400 million. And so there was major obstacles. But one of the beauties that they found along the way was Walmart Food Distribution Center, who was one of the earlier TIF projects when they moved here. They brought over 800 jobs, and they got here with a large distribution center that has done very, very well. And the fact that Walmart is here also played a role in them saying, we ought to be a part of this project, particularly as the costs continue to accelerate. We are so fortunate to have them here. I'm so fortunate. We're very fortunate to have the vision of the founders to look at North Platte and say, we can make this happen. They certainly have. I'm excited for the future, and I can't thank them enough. So thank you very much.